Remember when we met Sting Caddy?
Great day.
Oh,
gosh,
here we go.
That was the day, highlight. Tim. That was the day, and it's the only time. We're married 10 years next January, by the way.
Yeah.
It was the only day I felt my marriage was in trouble.
Hey, what about the segment every Friday? I get that feeling every Friday, but
this segment is not quite the same as Sting hugging me to him and us just having a moment where we're just, bonded, didn't we? It was kind of awkward that
didn't.
Mike was there.
You thought you bonded.
Okay? This is like triggering.
She doesn't like get all gooey with people normally, Tim, and but on this particular day at this particular hall in New York, it all just went pear-shaped.
No, I remember this. We've all been in counselling about this for a long time, and the fact that you're bringing it up, I commend you for your courage.
Yeah.
But I think it's still too soon.
Speaking of counselling, new twist, Jackie Dean. So she's now surprised and disappointed that Collins brought that conversation up to roll bridges. And when she's talking to the ODT this morning, Jackie Dean. And so she went along and told Collins the story. She was doing some work for the Francis Review, whatever that is, and she sort of ended up telling Collins this story. And then she says, I think we found ourselves very notably in something that was quite different. That was not my intention. I think several issues were conflated and the rest was played out. And so what we can confirm from that, I think, is that Jackie Dean, because no one can explain this sensibly, can they? No one can say, well, that was 5 years ago and you were apologised to and it didn't appear to be an issue until all of a sudden it did. Made no sense. What we now know is Collins used that as an excuse. We heard from Collins this morning here saying she knew that when she did this, it was curtains for her. So what we think we know is that Collins knew she was out, was happy to leave to the extent that if she could leave knowing it was never going to be bridges, she could live with that, and that's what she used to blow him up.
Huh. So she used Jackie Dean's story and Jackie Dean. It's not very nice, is it?
No, it's not. But it gave her what she needed to get out, which was the ability to never have Simon Bridges lead the party again. And that way, that's all she... Because otherwise, it makes no sense. You don't bring up some weird thing from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And think
but
that
surely,
that's a big deal.
Surely you need that person's permission to bring that up. You know, someone can tell you something in confidence, and surely you need their consent.
Well, it depends on
their confidence. I'm going to go public with this.
Well,
It depends if she asked Jackie Dean if she could, you know, that I'm going to go public with this. Are you happy for this to be out there?
Yeah, but if your ultimate goal is to, if you know you're toast, but you want to burn something down on the way out, i.e. bridges, you burn your bridges and bridges, then that's what you've got. That's what you do, isn't it?
Isn't this a commentary on leadership, though? That the desire, even as you're going, even as you know that you're finished, that you need to control everything to the extent that you want to. And this is obviously just the theory that she wants to take out an enemy. Mm. It perhaps shines a light as to why she wasn't the ideal person to lead the organisation.
Going out gracefully is hard work, Tim.
I don't think it is.
I think it's hard for some people.
I think that's true.
Particular personalities. And I've got to call you on decency doesn't make a great leader when you're saying that with Judith this morning.
No, I didn't say decency. I said it's boring.
No, but you did say that. You said decency doesn't make a great leader. And I knew that would upset someone like Tim, whose whole life stands for decency, doesn't
it? No, decency makes you a good... I'd argue with that. Decency makes you a decent person. Doesn't make you a great leader by default. Decency is a quality, but it's not the quality that defines leadership by any stretch of the imagination. You can be a prick. You can be an absolute bastard and still be a great leader.
All right. I'm going to get the coal tar soap out soon. But look, the thing, I think this goes back to the notion of character. And what we've been discussing about Judith Collins is perhaps an absence of character that affected her leadership. And I think that good leaders always have character. I think there's just something about that essence that's necessary to lead well.
Oh, I think that's true. I think the other problem is that the difficulty is, and I asked her the question too, she seems bullish about it, but are we picking from a group of people that they're just the only ones in the room? See, it's not like you're advertising the job globally. It's not like a CEO search, isn't it? And you find somebody brilliant. You've got a room full of people who may or may not be up to much. And from that small collection, you've got to pick one. That's never a good model for leadership, is it?
That was always going to be the way, though.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. But, you know, it doesn't mean it works. And that's why it might be that's why the party dies a death. Because even you look in the room and there's no one there.
Are you reckon there's no one?
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying potential. We don't know. See, you look at everyone goes, oh, Luxon. Why are you doing that? You wouldn't know Luxon from a bar of soap. You've never met him. You've never talked to him. No one has, as far as I know.
Having said that, John, I've actually met him, and I've met him on a couple of occasions, and I found him very dynamic, very plausible, great communicator, and great thinker too. So I think you're right. He is an unknown quality, but then again, John Key was an unknown quality
very
before
much so.
He was known.
That's the other thing that worries me about Luxon. Everything about Luxon's based on Key. Key was good, so therefore Luxon must be good. Key's a once in a generation. He's a freak show. He came in and he did something that most politicians could only ever dream of. And just because you're the next cab off the rank doesn't mean you're going to be able to do the same thing, does it?
But also timing favoured him, and a lot of this is timing. You know, leaders, I mean, look at Jacinda's run. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happens to you during your tenure as leader, which either makes or breaks you.
Geez, this is highfalutin this morning. Chris Luxon, heard him speak without notes for 20 minutes on a wide range of subjects. He was impressive. Look, I've spoken for 20 minutes on a wide range of subjects without notes too, and I'm not that impressive. Luxon, very active in his electorate. You should follow his Facebook page to get an insight. Does a Facebook page really give you any sort of insight? Are you in a queue, Katie, for Black Friday?
No, I'm not, actually, but my inbox is just blowing up with the ping, 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 all the emails of, you know, all the sales that are on, trying to lure me out the door.
Do you reckon the real sales?
I don't know. I haven't really looked at it, but I think you've got to do your homework because they're not all real sales.
That's
you've got to be careful.
Midnight Oil is not touring after next year. Next year is the final year for Midnight Oil to tour.
Well, I didn't know they were still touring.
No, exactly.
Well, he was the guy, what was his name?
Peter Garrett.
Peter
Garrett.
So he was the minister in the government, the Labor government, who did the dreadful business around the insulation that led to a couple of deaths. So he was a disaster as a politician. Then after that, he went back to his band and they've been on the road and writing books and singing songs ever since.
Hmm.
They're brilliant.
They do a good concert. I went to a couple of their concerts when they came here and they have phenomenal energy.
Isn't he? He's like such a bad dancer, he's almost a good dancer. Have you had your hair cut, Tim?
Well, here's the deal. Now, I knew you were going to raise this because you're very tonsorially interested, but what I want to get from... I haven't.
Did you look up that word?
What's that?
Did you look that word up?
You know what a tonsorial surgeon is, don't you?
I do not.
A barber.
You see, I didn't know that.
What's the
link between tonsorial and hair? Word? There's no connection.
Look, I'll text it to you later.
Okay.
There's probably some Latin. The thing I want to know from you, though, I mean, I know I've been hearing you talk about your dome all week, but at your time of life,
the hair issues
are mostly, they're in the ears, the nostrils, and the eyebrows.
No.
So what's going on there?
I'm magnificently groomed. Magnificently groomed. But here's my problem, Tim. So my hairdresser's on the news yesterday. In one of those hairdressers are back doing the business. And they rang me the other day and made the appointment and the list of criteria to enter the room. So I'm out there yesterday doing a couple of things with a couple of people, a couple of businesses around town, right? I'm fully, and that's the first time I've been out and about. So I'm fully ready with a mask, fully ready with a vax pass. I'm ready to go. No one's going to catch me out. So I go to my first place and they're all there with no masks, no nothing. And I go, do you want a mask? And they go, no, why would we want one of those? You can if you want, but no. I said, what about my vax pass? I'm ready to show you my vax pass. And they just burst out laughing. So we did our business. We carried on, left. Then I went to another place and I said, mask. I haven't got a mask because I forgot because I was in my running gear. I said, I haven't got a mask. And they said, oh, well, you know, if you want one, we can give you one, but we don't wear them. Who cares? And I said, what about my vax pass? And they said, no. So no one seems to be into it. And yet my hair.
No one.
Well, no one I dealt with yesterday seems to be into it.
That's your end of the market, maybe. That's very dodgy.
My hairdresser, who was on the news when they rang me the other day, I'm going to get my temperature checked before I even enter the door. Then they scan my vax pass. Then they're going to insist that I wear a surgical mask. And if I don't have one, they'll give me one.
And that's how Greg cuts it.
I mean, what do you do?
So now I'm either going to Greg and suffering that, or
I'm staying at home with Katie with the snips.
Please go to Greg.
I think they've identified you as a bit of a super spreader risk. I think this is not about everyone else. This is about
he's
you.
Been going around going to other dodgy businesses. He's very non-specific. Are these drug dealers we're talking about? What's going on?
I can't give names. I don't want the Ministry of Health hunting them down and closing them up.
No, but very dodgy.
But, I mean, how far do you want to go? A temperature and a vax pass and a surgical mask. And I note the guy, I mean, God bless him, I love him to death, but he's also got one of those, what are those machines that clear the air and do all of those? He's got one of those in there as well.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how much hassle do you want to go through for a haircut?
Look, maybe he's got someone immune-compromised in his family. That's a good point, Katie.
There may be someone immune compromised at that work location, and that's what they've got to do. So
maybe check that with him, and if he doesn't, just say, "What the hell's going on, Greg? Have you gotten a little bit paranoid?"
Maybe Greg's just had enough of snipping away at your locks while you yak, yak, yak. Maybe he doesn't want me back.
Oh yes, I was trying to put you off. They were like, "Yeah," and you have to remark, "Damn it, you're Greg. Oh, you have to show us your pass. Damn it, you're Greg."
And don't wear those furry loafers you like. And by the way, you know, trim your ears beforehand.
Fortunately, we've run out of time to continue this. Tim Wilson and Kate Hawksby for another week, Friday morning.